now the Mole Mystery Theater, presented by M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin.
Jeffrey Barnes, welcoming you to the Mole Mystery Theater, the program that presents the best in mystery and detective fiction. Tonight's story by Paul Monash, entitled The Four Fatal Jugglers and starring Alan Hewitt, has its own peculiar prescription for mystery. The ingredients? Well, take four people, mix them together lightly in an isolated place, add a dash or two of mutual hatred. Let them juggle that hatred back and forth until it erupts into murder. And you have the four fatal jugglers.
Well, Mr. Barnes, setting the stage for murder. Four fatal jugglers. That makes me shiver to think of it. Just as I shiver a bit to think of a fellow all set to shave tough whiskers or a tender skin without Mole. Yes, when you start juggling that razor in the morning, you want Mole. Because it's smooth. So smooth. Slick, so slick. It's the smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin. Try it. Mole. And now for tonight's Mole mystery, The Four Fatal Jugglers, starring Alan Hewitt.
I'd like to have a talk with you. Got a moment to spare?
Why, yes, I guess so. What's up?
Step into my office. I've got something to show you.
Okay, be right in.
Well, what's on your mind, Gordon?
Ah, come on in. Close the door. Take a look at what I've got for you.
Well, what do you know? The papers for the Mendoza and Blanc case.
That's it, Dave. I worked on this day and night, and now we're ready to take it into court. That's where your job begins. The courtroom, the press, the admirers, the glory.
Oh, you're not going to start in on that again, are you, Gordon?
Start in on what?
An old song and dance about me getting all the glory in this partnership. Me being Dave Copeland, brilliant young attorney. While you... Oh, those tears when you think of it. You sitting here in your office, working. The brains behind the mouthpiece.
My boy, something's eating you. You were born with a handsome face, a quick tongue, and a well-developed larynx. I have other gifts. Good Lord, Dave, what's wrong with you?
Well, nothing. Nothing at all. Well,
and stop looking at me as if you hate me.
I hate you? Why do you always insist on twisting things around?
Listen, Dave, we've been partners for 10 years. I like you, and I flatter myself that you like me. It's just that, well, we've both had problems. With me, it's been Lydia.
Yes, I know that.
She's been insisting on a divorce. She says she's in love with someone else. It's cruel. It hurts to hear someone you're mad about say that.
Yeah, sure, I know.
And, Dave, I've got a confession to make.
Confession?
About 6 months ago, when Lydia first began to talk divorce, I hired a detective.
Huh?
What's the matter, Dave?
Well, nothing's the matter.
Well, I thought... Well, here's the confession, Dave, and it's a nasty one. That detective told me you were the man Lydia was in love with.
Me?
Oh, I knew it was impossible. You're married. You have a wonderful wife, a great boy. You're not the kind of a guy who would do his friend dirt. When the detective told me, my first reaction... never mind that, Dave. It's all water under the bridge.
What do you mean, water under the bridge? If you suspect me of having anything to do with Lydia...
I told you, I don't think anything of the kind. Oh, Lydia's attractive and all that, but you're my friend, Dave. You're my partner. Oh, look, how about a drink?
No. No, thanks, no.
Look, Dave.
I'm looking.
Are we friends?
Of course we are.
Then friends quarrel, but essentially friends agree. We've been close for a long time, Dave, and I want us to stay that way, so... Here's an idea. You know my place on the lake?
I've heard you talk about it.
I'm going up there this afternoon for the weekend. Lydia's got things to do in town, and I thought it'd be a good idea for you to come along.
Well,
Think of it, an island right smack in the middle of the lake. Complete isolation. The ducks will be flying over this time of year. We can bring them down in dozens.
But I don't have any stuff here I can take
up. Oh, you go home now, and I'll drive by and pick you up in, say, 2 hours at 5. How's that?
Well, you don't even give a guy time.
We can be up there by 7:30, cook ourselves a nice dinner. Ah, the life.
Well, I guess guess I might as well.
That's a boy, Dave. You'll love it. I give you my word, you'll never want to get off the island. Coming and going in your apartment, or at least one of the men.
Ha ha, very funny, Gordon. Just what are you doing home now?
Just want to give you the good news that I'll be away this weekend.
Oh, I'm on the verge of tears.
Yeah, I thought you would be. I'm not deserting you, however. I'm just going up to the island for the weekend with a couple of people you know.
Who?
Interested? Well, one of them is your dear brother, Bob. And the other, no one other than... Say, what rhymes with other... Lover, yes, lover.
What's all this nonsense?
Oh, nothing, nothing. I was just going to mention that I'm also taking up Dave Copeland.
Dave?
He's never been up there, has he?
You and your filthy mind.
Our trained legal mind, my dear. Oh, we're going to have a cozy time, all three of us, sitting around the fire, going out hunting.
Hunting?
Certainly, ducks, things like that.
Oh, no. No, I know.
Now, Lydia, you don't think... Oh, Lydia, no, how could you?
Why, you... I know what
you're
up to.
I'm your own husband.
Why, you...
Oh,
you
horrible person. How could you? How could you?
Lydia.
Yes, I know.
I've just spoken to Gordon.
Oh, my dear partner.
He told me you're going up to the island with him.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Dave, you mustn't go. You can't go up there with him.
Why shouldn't I go?
Because he hates you.
And I hate him, too, so what?
Oh, Dave, I can't.
Now, just a second, Lydia. I told you before, our little affair is over. I can't have you interfering in everything I do.
Dave.
I'm sorry, Lydia, but, well, you know I've got a family to think of. Now, forget it. I'll be okay.
You idiot. He once told me that if he ever wanted to commit a murder, a hunting accident...
It would be the way he'd do it. Now, just calm yourself, Lydia. Think this thing through.
Think it through?
Yes. Hunting. You know, a thing like that can work both ways. Can't it?
Coming.
Lydia, what in the world...
Bob, I had to come.
I'll come in, sis. Now, what's up?
Gordon just told me you're going up to the island with him.
Yeah, that's right. And, Dave Copeland's coming along, too. I'm expecting him any minute.
Bob, you can't. You can't let them
go. Look, sis, I want to ask you something.
Yes?
About Dave Copeland. I know you're in love with him.
Well,
I get around and hear things. But I also heard something else which disturbs me.
What?
I heard that Dave Copeland has been just kidding you along.
It's a lie.
I heard it from someone I trust.
I don't care where you heard it. It's not true.
I hope you're right, because you're my sister, and the way I feel right now...
Hey, Bob. Let's not talk about it.
Well, then it is true.
No, no. Oh, I don't care what's true or what isn't true. Just don't let them go there.
Don't let them go? Why not?
Because Gordon, he wants to use hunting as an excuse, a blind to kill someone.
I thought he made that quite evident. Why, he might even want to kill me.
You?
But don't worry about me. That thing, hunting, it works both ways.
That's what he said.
He?
Who, Gordon?
No, yes. Oh, Lord, please, I'm so confused. Just promise me you won't go. But you'll stop Dave from going.
Nonsense, Lydia. I wouldn't do that for anything. After all, a chance like this comes only once in a lifetime.
And so, mystery fans, that was Act One of The Four Fatal Jugglers. Oh, I can think of pleasanter situations than being on that island with three potential killers.
I'll say, and so can I, Mr. Barnes, a pleasant shave with Mole. Now, that's the situation that I want listeners to arrange for themselves. Because Mole is the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin. Because Mole is heavier, it not only softens your whiskers, it stands them up straight while your razor cuts them off close and clean. With Mole, you shave faster, closer, easier, and you shave painlessly. Try it. See if you don't say it's smooth. So smooth. It's slick. So slick. It's a smooth, smooth, slick, slick shave you get with M-O-L-L-E. Mole, the heavier brushless shaving cream for tough whiskers or a tender skin.
And now this is Jeffrey Barnes returning you to Act Two of The Four Fatal Jugglers.
Terrific drive up to the island, isn't it? Wonderful scenery.
Yeah, what you can see of it. Why don't you slow down, Gordon?
I'm not going so fast. It's a little over 60, that's all. I generally get it up around 65 or 70 along here.
Crying out loud, Gordon, what's eating you? You're taking these curves on two wheels.
You always want to get at the gas going around curves, get better traction that way.
Never mind that. Slow it down, will you?
Yeah, this is getting me nervous.
We want to get there by dark. I hate to drive after dark. Keep this up and you won't have a chance to. Come on, Gordon, have a heart. Take it easy.
My nerves are getting shot. Slow down, will you, before you get us all killed?
Get you killed? You, Bob, my own brother-in-law, and Dave, my partner and best friend in the world? Now, why would I want to do a thing like that?
Well, this is it.
Yep,
we made it in good time.
It's a miracle.
That's the landing. See the island out there? That's it. Only 100 yards out, but really isolated. Hey, yeah, boys. This way, down the path here.
Oh, is that how we get out to the island? In that rowboat?
No, not exactly, Dave. We use the canoe. The rowboat belongs to some other people.
I can't go in a canoe.
Why not?
Well, you know I can't swim. Those things can go over.
Dave, you know I'm a good swimmer. Just sit in the middle of the boat and nothing will happen. Am I right, Bob?
I guess so, but I...
Then even if it does go over, I can rescue you. Can't I?
Well, why don't you guys get settled now? You can bunk in there, and I'll take the cart out here.
You're not going to be comfortable on that.
Oh, sure I am. I even sleep on the floor sometimes. I like to rub it. How about you, Bob? Think you'll like it here?
Well, it looks all right.
Well, go on. You guys stow away your stuff, and I'll fix up something to eat.
Something to eat?
Well, sure. We got to eat, don't we? I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse. How about you, Dave?
I could eat, I guess. But, say, Gordon, let me rustle up the grub, huh?
No, Dave. Let's make that my job. What do you say?
You guys haven't ever had any of my cooking. I'll make you some grub that you'll never forget.
Gordon, I'm the best bachelor cook you ever saw. Just let me handle that skillet.
No, Bob. I've had 10 years watching my wife in the kitchen. I'd like to see what I learned.
Dave, no experimenting on us. I'm the host. It's only fair that I should labor over this hot kerosene stove. Boy, you guys are really casting a horrible reflection on my cooking. The way you act, one would think you're afraid you couldn't survive it.
Outside a minute, will you?
What for?
I want to talk to you. Come on.
Okay, Bob. I think I know what's on your mind.
You think so?
Yes. You want to form a defensive alliance against Gordon. You feel the way I do that Gordon has some purpose in bringing us up here. Well, I don't know what he has against me. He's a strange guy.
Mm-hmm.
know you're Lydia's brother, and perhaps he blames you for the divorce.
Oh, sure. If he doesn't blame you, that is.
What do you mean?
Skip it, Dave. I know you've been going around with my sister.
What are you?
I don't bother to deny it. The only thing I want to know is, what are you going to do about her?
Do about her? What do you expect me to do?
She's getting a divorce. She's setting herself free. What about you?
Now, listen, Bob. I don't see where this is any of your business.
I'm aware of all that. But I'm a few years older than Lydia. And I've been taking care of my sister for quite some time. She's giving up a lot because she thinks she loves you. What about you?
I don't have to discuss this with you.
All right. I think you made yourself clear. I'm going to turn in soon. I'd like to be kind of fresh and steady when we go hunting tomorrow. Good night, Dave.
Bob, wait a second.
Skip it. Bob.
Oh, the devil with him.
Dave.
Huh?
Dave.
Who's that? Lydia. Good Lord.
I had to come, Dave. I had to stop you.
Stop me?
From getting killed. I rented a car and drove up here. There was a rowboat at the landing.
Well, you just take that rowboat and get off this island.
Dave, no, I can't. I won't go unless you come with me. And if you love me...
I don't love you.
Dave.
I thought I made that pretty clear.
I've been a fool, haven't I? You were just a little bored with your marriage.
So were you. And so we got together. But, good Lord, why does it have to be blown up into some great Shakespearean tragedy? Why can't we just let the whole thing be finished? Over.
Because I'm in love with you, Dave. Well, I was.
Well, that's fine. You were, now you're not. Why don't we just be friends? Surely we've got the basis of a friendship.
Friendship? You think I would ever like you? No. No, you just don't understand, do you?
Please, forget it, can't you?
No, I can't. You don't know me, you never have, because you're always so concerned with yourself. No, Dave, no. I'm going to make you as unhappy as you're making me at this moment.
Great Scott, keep it down.
I'm going to make you pay for this.
You sound like something out of a cheap novel.
Cheap? I'm going to make you look cheap. I'm going to make you so miserable you'll wish that... Gordon.
Don't stop in my account. Go on. I like to hear lovers quarrel. Go on, tell him the rest. Tell him you'll make him wish he'd never been born.
Gordon, listen.
Shut up, you. My friend. Go on, dear wife. Finish your farewell address. You mustn't let me interrupt you. I never have till now.
Oh, Lord, how I hate men. All of you.
Oh, now, let's not go to extremes. There are good and bad in every sex, I always say.
You've certainly got a peculiar sense of humor.
Hey, what the devil is...
Lydia, what in the name of...
Your sister decided to pay us a little visit. Very thoughtful of her.
Lydia, I don't know why you've come here. But go back to the city now, do you hear?
Oh, yes, I hear. But I'm not going.
And quite right you are, my dear. We'll put you up in the bunk room, and Bob and Dave and I can sleep in the main room. Your being here with us could enliven what might possibly, but not probably, have been a dull weekend. Ah, oh, yes, Lydia. Now that I think of it, I'm very glad you came. Is to destroy this germ. And simply washing or brushing away loose dandruff won't do it. But double dandrine will. Yes, double dandrine really works because it gets at the cause of this dandruff and kills it. Actually kills the germ on contact. Results with double dandrine have been remarkable even in many stubborn cases. And the thing that makes double dandrine so amazingly effective is a special ingredient, an active antiseptic that's so wonderfully efficient, many hospitals use it. In double dandrine, we call it Alzan. So stop trying to combat this dandruff with ineffective methods that actually are no better than plain water. Use double dandrine and destroy the cause. Get double dandrine tomorrow. Your money back if not satisfied.
She's dead. My sister. Oh, God.
A knife. Right through her back.
She must have been sleeping.
You ought to know, Gordon.
What do you mean by that, Dave?
That's your knife, isn't it?
Of course it's my knife, but don't be absurd. I didn't kill her. Bob, you don't think I killed her?
Well, Gordon, didn't you?
No, I swear it. Why should I?
Why?
All right. I know what you're both thinking.
No, you don't, Gordon.
I'm going for the police. You stay here with her. I'll go across the lake.
No, you won't. You think we're going to let you make a getaway, Gordon?
I'm not trying to make a getaway, Dave. One of the two of you killed her.
Just stay where you are.
Where the devil did you get that revolver?
I brought it up with me, just in case.
You're not going to keep me here, Dave. Not a victim to your tender mercies. I'm going for the police. If you want to come with me, fine. If not, stay here.
You know I can't swim. You know I can't go in that canoe with you.
There's the rowboat. Come on, if you want.
Gordon, I warn you, don't take another step.
Oh, don't be melodramatic.
All right, Gordon, you asked for it.
You crazy idiot.
Gordon? Gordon? Dave. You killed him.
Bob. You saw he was trying to get away.
Yeah, I saw. We better get out of here, off this island. We'll have to go to the police.
You'll back me up.
Dave, put the gun away, huh?
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. But, Bob, you will tell them just what happened.
Yeah, you can depend on me. I'll let them know everything. Oh, no, there it is.
Where?
Floating out there. See it near the other shore? Must have gotten loose.
Well, she probably didn't tie it tightly. Poor Lydia.
Yeah, poor Lydia. Well, we'll have to use the canoe.
Couldn't you swim out and get the rowboat?
And waste all that time? You just get up in front, in the bow, and sit steady. We'll be okay.
Well, all right.
Okay?
Okay. Push off.
All right.
Bob, I had to shoot him, you know that.
Of course you had to. I'd have done the same thing if I'd been you.
Sure you would. He was getting away.
Call the police.
Yes, that's what he said. Could you imagine him calling the police after...
After what?
After he killed her.
But he didn't kill her.
What?
I said he didn't kill her.
But then... Then that means you did.
Oh, no. It means you did.
You're kidding, aren't you?
Would I kid about my sister's murder? No, you got up in the middle of the night while we were sleeping. It was easy to take Gordon's knife. Oh. I see you still have the revolver.
Yes. And I wouldn't miss at about 8 feet.
Funny, you hold it in your left hand.
So what? I'm left-handed. A silly thing to be talking about at a time like this.
Not so silly. You see, if you'll consider the position of my sister's bed in that room and the direction of the stab wound, you'd know that she was stabbed by a left-handed man.
Very neat. And you figured it out. All by yourself. Only you're not going to be able to tell anyone else.
You're not going to shoot me.
You think not, huh?
No, you can't. Because if you shoot me, I'll topple over. I'll capsize the canoe, and you can't swim, Dave. You can't swim, and you don't want to drown. That's a pretty horrible way of dying. So now give me the gun. Just throw it on the bottom. I'm going to rock the canoe, Dave. A little more each time, and if you don't throw the gun by the time I count five, I'm going to turn it over. One.
Cut it out.
Two. A little harder, Dave.
Bob, you're wrong.
Three.
It's going to go, Dave. You're going to be drowned.
For pity's sake, stop it.
Four. This is it, Dave. Throw me the gun. Throw me the gun. Here, take it. That's it, Dave. That's showing good sense. Now, a few more strokes, and we'll be on the beach.
Bob, listen.
Shut up. All right, get out.
Huh?
Go on, get out.
Look, Bob. You've got to take my word.
Keep quiet. I'm not interested. You know, you had me scared out there.
Scared?
I thought I'd never live to see you burn for killing Lydia and Gordon. But I bluffed you, Dave.
Bluffed me?
When I rocked the canoe. You see, I don't know how to swim either.
Jeffrey Barnes again, bringing down the final curtain on tonight's Mystery Theater presentation of Paul Monash's The Four Fatal Jugglers. Be with us next week to hear a story entitled Check Number B-131.
The original music for the Mystery Theater was composed and conducted by Alexander Sandler. Alan Hewitt was starred, and John Sylvester, Charlotte Manson, and Grant Richards featured. Any resemblance between the names and characters used on Mystery Theater and any actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
From the start. Now, if you're often that tired and pale besides, your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. In that case, take ironized yeast tablets. They help build up your strength by building up your red blood cells. So take ironized yeast tablets to get back your energy, your enthusiasm, your healthy color. Ask for ironized yeast tablets.
And now this is Dan Seymour again, saying goodnight, and inviting you to be with us again next week at this same time when the Mystery Theater presents Check Number B-131.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.